It was one of those instances where the City of Sydney and the Tech Action Plan, and even today, because it was a recent thing, they wanted to make Sydney a more innovative city, like almost a tech hub of Australia. And one of the keys to that, one of the pillars to innovation they identified was access to workspace, so co-working spaces and also like-minded people.
With some of the spaces that you're offering and the venues, would you say that it's quite a different environment as opposed to traditional workspaces?
What you'll find if you dig a bit deeper is each space is quite unique in terms of, and I'm not just talking about two space locations, I'm talking about any co-working hub. They tend to gravitate around a specific industry. So for example, within the Sydney environment and ecosystem, you have Tankstream Labs, which is a global partner of ours. We're doing a lot of work with them, which is focused around technology and scalable tech. Then you have Stone and Chalk, which is also in Sydney, which is financial tech. Then you have Fishburners, which is early stage startups. Now, with our spaces, because what we're dealing with is, you know, these really creative, inspiring, naturally lit, fresh air, beautiful spots, we really attract a crowd of people from any industry. So that could be anything from like someone who just quit their job as a lawyer and starting their own law business. It gives people the opportunity who normally wouldn't commit to a five-year lease or a co-working space, surround themselves with like-minded people who are all normally would work from home or from a cafe. Aside from Tankstream, who are amazing, the other partners that we work with and our own venues include, for example, like Amazon Web Services or IBM or legal services, insurance services, because in the spirit of co-working and trying to have everyone give them the equal opportunity to start their own business. And the main reason why we do this for each city we grow into, and even this morning, you know, we were talking about a partnership opportunity in Hong Kong. It's one of those things that's important because we're building our own two-space community in these areas, but it's crucial to partner and work with other pre-existing tech hubs and tech communities in those areas because it's almost an opportunity to gel those two together and suddenly have this network for people to leverage, not just while they're in that city, but if suddenly you decide to go to Melbourne for a business trip because of the flexibility of two-space, suddenly not only do you have really cool restaurants to work from, but you have access to this tech community that you may never have known that would have existed. That could be, you know, where you find your next developer or your next co-founder or your next client or partner.
As a member of two-space, are we able to go from one venue to another?
It's almost like our early adopters in our community are really excited to have joined us so early because every time we sign on a new venue, we bring on a new space, they get access to it. So we're almost building a lifestyle for a lot of these freelancers and early stage entrepreneurs. We've got some members who, when they're in the city, they work from the rooftop. Or when they're in Manly, because they actually live in the Northern Beaches, they use the Manly space. And because one of the differentiating factors that we do, so that we're not just like a foot traffic or a platform play, that we put community managers in every space that we set up. So there's a friendly face there who understands the system that can explain these things to you, that can sit you down and help connect you with the other members. But that also means you can leave your laptop, leave your bag there, because they'll look after it, completely insured. And people love taking advantage of that, because then they could go for a walk. They don't have to worry about minding their desk or their stuff. So literally, we have members leaving their stuff and going diving and seeing sharks and stuff like that for lunchtime, and then coming back and then getting back to work. Or going for a surf, drying off, and then coming back and jumping on their laptop and working, because they feel re-energized. Sydney Siders can go to Melbourne, and the guys down in Melbs can come up to Sydney. And when we have opened the Hong Kong and the Asia spaces, we suddenly bridged the Australian startup ecosystem with, you know, the Southeast Asian ecosystem. So if people travel to and forth from there, or if there's an opportunity to scale into Asia, not only do you have offices waiting for there, but you've got a community there waiting for you, which you can beta test, you can stress test, you can talk to. So even if you have a 9-to-5, Monday to Friday, we find that the future of work, a lot of conglomerates and large companies actually encourage work from home days, or like, you know, they implore their employees to take some time to work from a cafe or something just to get away from their desk. So we get a lot of teams doing offsite bookings or brainstorming sessions from our spaces because, you know, we're the definition of a creative space. We're looking to activate a lot of spaces. I think we've been around since October 10th, so just over 7 months now. I hope my math is right. And it's one of those things where we've been testing a lot with two locations, but now our goal, just even the next month, is to have over 10, and that's everything in Sydney, Melbourne, and potentially one in Asia very shortly. What I'd love to do is just invite people to jump on the website, because then they can actually see which venues are up and coming. So everything from the ones that are already open and what days are open with some pictures to the ones that are coming soon. And also any listeners in your community, more than happy to welcome them to try out any of our spaces for a free trial. So all they really have to do is walk in one day and the community manager will say, hey, and then they can try it out for a day or two, see what the community is like and the spaces are like.